This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
Olivia, we should hurry. Holy shit.
Oh my God! What is that?
Olivia, run! Come on! This way!
Vivian, it's too fast. We're not...
Just come on! Over here! Okay. It lost track of us. We're fine. We're hidden. We got away. Oh, God.
When I say go, you run as fast as you can.
What?
Just trust me.
Okay.
Go!
Olivia!
Jeremy! Son! Son, where are you?
Dad!
Jeremy? Where are you?
Dad! Dad, I'm here!
Jeremy, follow the sound of my voice. Come to me!
Dad! Dad!
Yeah.
Dad? Anne? Dad? Hey, are you in there, Dad? Anne?
Oh, come on. God forbid they leave a fucking note. Why didn't I charge my phone?
Okay. Don't freak out. Everything's fine, even though you are talking to yourself. Dad? What are you doing out here?
Jeremy?
It's me.
It is.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I came out for some fresh air.
Jeez, I don't even remember falling asleep. And then I woke up and, did you not hear me calling you?
I always hear you calling me, Jeremy.
What do you mean?
When I was in that place, there were so many times I heard your voice, and I would go looking for you, running for what felt like hours, never getting anywhere. It's so strange being back here at Anne's house. I feel like my whole lifetime was spent in those woods. But from here, they just seem...
Yeah. Yeah, they don't look so scary in the light of day, do they?
No, they don't.
You know, I never liked these woods. I know it's like a tourist destination. And people like coming here and hiking, and everyone finds it so beautiful and peaceful. But any time I had to do research here, I just dreaded it. I guess now I know why.
You remember getting lost?
No, not really. Ann told me about it, and I guess it brought back some of it in bits, pieces, but I more meant, you know, this is where I lost you.
I'm truly sorry, Jeremy. I hope you know that. About losing you and then getting lost myself.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I shouldn't have yelled at you about it last night. I just, you know, it's just a lot to deal with.
Yeah, it is. Did sleeping help at all? I haven't been able to close my eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having this nightmare again, actually. I keep having it. It's about that day when I went missing.
Those were the worst 7 hours of my life.
You know, I wish I could remember them more. When Ann told me, she told me that apparently I said something about a Pukwudgie talking to me. And I thought she was fucking crazy. But now, with you, you know, I really wonder what happened that day. What could have happened?
I wish I knew, too. I'm just glad we got you back. You know, it makes sense to me that you became a folklore professor.
Really?
When we found you. Well, like Ann told you, you had this strange story about a little gray creature, and you were a bit different after. You seemed older somehow. And being a parent is just an exercise in watching your kid grow up overnight, but this was, I don't know, you were very focused.
What do you mean, focused?
You kept asking me to read you fairy tales. You'd never really liked them at all much before. You actually were never much for being read to at all. You were always out playing in the dirt.
I was?
Yeah. Such an active kid. I remember really looking forward to teaching you baseball, to playing catch with you. But after we got you back, you just wanted to hear stories. I just assumed it was because you got scared of the outdoors, but now I wonder.
You mean if I got fixated on fairy tales and monsters because I'd lived through it? I don't know. I don't remember when I first got interested in all this stuff. I guess I just always was. Or I've spent my whole life reading about it. That's the way it feels.
Thank God you have. You had the knowledge to get me out.
No, I can't take any credit for that because I really didn't believe any of this stuff until last night. Even now, feels impossible.
I know what you mean.
Where's Anne?
She went out for breakfast.
What? The refrigerator's full of food.
No, it's not that. She wanted to go to Pat's, get my favorite pierogies.
Oh, you used to go to Pat's? I'd love that place. Did you take me there?
No, not that I remember. It was always something we would do on duty. What kind do you usually...
I always get the cheese and potato.
How about that? That's my order, too.
Really? Yeah. Really? That must be a Bradshaw trait, huh?
Yeah, you get it. It must be. Anne always goes with the sweet ones, the raspberry jam.
Ugh.
Never understood how she does that much sugar in the morning. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... I know it must be strange to... I haven't even had a chance to ask you about your mom yet. How's she doing?
She's okay. She lives in California now.
Really?
Yeah, we both moved out there when I was in college, and she's remarried.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, is it?
I always wanted her to be happy.
Well, you kind of went about it a strange way.
I know. I messed up.
How long were you and Anne going before Mom found out?
Jeremy, it wasn't like that.
No, because I seem to remember you and Mom being very much married when Anne got pregnant.
You're angry with me.
No, I'm... I'm just overwhelmed. I've learned a lot of very surprising information in a very short period of time, and I just need a second to adjust.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I haven't been anywhere yet except a house that's familiar to me, and I still feel like I'm on a different planet. I don't even know who the president is.
It's Joe Biden.
The senator?
I guess he's actually president-elect, technically. The election just happened a few weeks ago.
And who's got the job until January?
Oh, you don't want to know, trust me.
You know, it's okay if you're mad at me.
I'm not.
Okay. Me and your mom were having problems before anything ever started with Anne. We got married too young. We knew it wasn't going to work out. You probably wouldn't remember any of that. We tried to shield you from everything that was breaking between us. You were so young.
Yeah.
I don't regret what happened with Anne. I fell in love. I'm in love with her still. I don't know what that means now, but I never stopped. I'm glad that you've gotten to know her, that she's been in your life. Coming out of that place to see the two of you side by side.
Yeah. I don't think the situation is exactly what you expect.
Bradshaws! Grub's up.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
God, where are we?
I don't know.
I knew we were walking toward my Nana's house before, but now we're in a part of the woods I don't recognize.
I shouldn't have taken us further in. I just thought that maybe if it was darker and there were more trees, I...
No, you did the right thing. Well, I definitely couldn't lead us.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I think the bleeding has mostly stopped. I'm not dead anyway.
Well, it's getting lighter now, so we should be able to get out of here soon, find some help.
You're not looking so great either.
No, that thing just, it clipped me. You bore the brunt of it. How did you, I mean, you, that thing would have chased us down and killed us if you hadn't
I don't know about that.
How are you so calm? How did you know what to do?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It was like something in my brain just clicked on.
Like fight or flight?
I guess. Maybe.
I think it's safe to say I fit into the flight category.
Good thing, too. Or it would have gotten me right away.
Oh, I doubt it. I mean, you were unbelievable. Sure, I started running first, but when it caught up and you reacted so quickly, you knew exactly what to do.
I've just played a lot of video games with Ethan.
Okay, Olivia, that was not a video game.
Yeah. No shit.
I can't believe this happened to me again. Probably would have died tonight if not for you.
Come on, Vipin. You're not giving yourself enough... Wait a second. I recognize that rock.
Olivia, are you okay?
Look, it's...
Wait, how... Is that your car? So we just went.
In an enormous circle. Yeah. All right, come on then. Get in.
Okay.
Mmm. I forgot how good eating was.
You really didn't have to eat the entire time you were gone?
No. Eat, drink, sleep, none of it.
Wow.
I don't understand how it works, but part of me is grateful. Otherwise, I probably would have wasted away in there.
Wow. And, the boy you mentioned?
Alden.
Mm.
Yeah. It was the same for him. He was 7 when he went in, and by the time that I got out, he was still 7.
40 years. So you felt time passing, but your bodies didn't.
What are you thinking, Bradshaw?
Well, I don't know. It's some kind of dimensional pocket that your consciousness could comprehend enough to know that time was elapsing.
Huh.
If it's really an in-between, then there's obviously something on the other side, right?
I'm sure of it.
So then maybe it's a wormhole, like a place where time is folded over on itself, and the other side isn't actually another world, but it's another time.
A time in which monsters are real?
I mean, we know that millions of years ago there were enormous creatures roaming the earth, not just dinosaurs, but bear dogs and giant land sloths and things that, you know, now sound made up.
Uh-huh. So you think Thomas was in a wormhole that connects our time with dinosaurs?
You can't say that like it's ridiculous. We are sitting here eating pierogies with a man who's been dead for 40 years. No offense.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know the appropriate amount of time to get used to any of this. But I have a feeling it's more than 12 hours.
Yeah, okay, well. But if it was something like a wormhole, why would Celeste's ritual have worked?
I have no idea. Dad, you said that boy...
Alden.
Right, Alden. That he went missing in 1940?
That's right.
And you went missing in 1980, and now it's 2020.
2020. God. I would have thought things looked like the Jetsons by now.
So whatever Celeste did, whatever the children of Tituba did, was just well-timed. Maybe it's just about that 40-year cycle.
Well, that doesn't disqualify it from being magic.
Look, I know, and I'm open to any ideas at this stage, but I can't exactly call anything unbelievable now. I just want to make sure that we have our priorities straight.
I agree, which is why we need to work on getting Alden out of there.
No, that's not what I meant. We don't know what the in-between might have done to you on a molecular level. You haven't aged, and you seem in pretty good health, but what if all the time you missed is suddenly going to catch up with you now that you're back?
That doesn't matter.
What? Of course it does.
I'm not worried about me. I'm not even sure how I was the one who got away when he'd been there for much longer.
I don't know. You got lucky? Now, there's a chance that Alden will get lucky too, but in the meantime...
In the meantime, he's alone.
Yeah, well, so was I. I just mean, like, one step at a time, okay? We can't do anything if we don't know what the in-between is.
Whatever it is, whatever might be on the other side, we have you back now, okay? That's what's important.
Thank you, Anne. You know what? I think we've gone borrowing quite enough trouble recently. As far as we know, everything worked, and you get to live the next 40 years of your life all over again. Now, I understand that you're worried about this boy, okay? But you have to remember that he's not alone. Celeste is with him now. And as much as that woman frustrated me, she can look after him.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right.
And there's so much we have to catch you up on.
Yeah, Jeremy was telling me Senator Biden is going to be president. How old is he? What else? Did the Berlin Wall fall?
Actually, it did.
Oh, good.
A lot has happened in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
I know. I see that every time I look at both of you.
And we're going to tell you all of it. Though, not all at once.
Well, we have time now. I mean, we actually...
Yeah.
We have time. All of this... Mm-hmm. All of this nonsense is over. Yeah, I mean, I want to figure it out. I want to figure it all out one day, and... One day probably write a book that no one will ever believe, but for now...
But for now, can we just finish these pierogies?
It's all real. I can't believe it. I mean,
all those stories that my Nana told me growing up. When I was a kid, I thought it was just fairy tale stuff. Stories to scare kids into not wandering off, not doing dangerous stuff in the woods. When I got older, I realized that she actually believed it all. And I started to be scared of her instead of the woods because I thought it meant something was wrong with her. That she was sick or... I don't know. And then it just made me sad because I understood that she'd lost a friend and she felt guilty, and her mind do all sorts of things with guilt. But she was right. This whole time, she was actually right. Vipin? Vipin?
Hmm?
You're being uncharacteristically quiet.
Oh, sorry. I'm listening, I swear.
I know.
I just...
Still freaked, huh?
Are you not?
Oh, no, I'm definitely still having a total meltdown. I'm just also trying really hard not to crash the car right now.
I really think I should be the one driving. You're hurt and...
You patched me up well. Okay, Nana's gonna be so smug that she was right about keeping a first aid kit in the car all the time.
Olivia, you still might need stitches.
I'm fine. Really. And driving is... It's helping me focus. Keeping my mind off, you know, monsters and stuff. You telling me what you're thinking could also do that.
Are we sure about what we saw?
What?
I mean, it was a dog, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just some sort of, I don't know, special breed.
A special breed of dog that's 8 feet tall with 3 rows of teeth?
Yeah, right. I did notice the multiple rows of teeth.
Pretty hard not to.
But if that was real, then the thing that attacked me...
It was not an owl.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course it doesn't. That doesn't mean this isn't happening. You're having a really hard time with this, aren't you?
I've spent the past 6 years studying this stuff, but I never thought it...
I thought you believed. Or at least that you wanted to.
I guess there's a difference between believing and... seeing.
Usually, seeing brings some degree of certainty and comfort.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening for me.
Hey, what happened tonight was really fucked up.
Yeah.
But you survived. We both did.
I ran, and you stayed to fight the thing, and I didn't even...
I wanted to give you time to get away. You trying to hit it too would have defeated the purpose.
You could have gotten really hurt, Liv.
But I didn't. And now we have matching monster scars. It's pretty cool, right?
You're sure about what we saw?
Yes, I mean, I know my own mind, and it couldn't have made that up. So, whenever you're ready to dive headfirst into holy shit, monsters are real, and I've lived to tell the tale territory, you know, I'll be right here for you.
Thanks.
Come on, let's get inside before the adrenaline wears off and I start sobbing or something.
Okay. That's Jeremy's car.
That would explain why he wasn't picking up, at least. Spotty service.
Yeah, or he left his car here and he and Anne walked to the lake.
Let's go inside before your brain has a chance to finish that thought. Nana? Nana!
Liv!
Oh my God, thank God you're all right!
Hey. Hey, I'm fine, kid. What's going on? Wait, is Ethan okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Jesus Christ, Liv, what happened? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Vipin, what are you doing here?
Professor, Jeremy, are you all right?
Yeah. Vipin, are you bleeding?
Oh, I'm fine, I think. But it's really Olivia who...
Who is totally fine.
Y'all don't look it. Where have you been?
We went to the lake to look for you.
And when we got there were all these cops.
And what happened to Celeste? We were worried that some...
Wait. Well, what happened with Celeste?
She's dead.
She's...
We thought you knew.
No. We thought she was, it's a long story.
Well, we want to hear it. Okay, but trust me, there's something else.
What is it?
As we were leaving the woods, there... who was that?
Hmm? This is,
Hi. I'm Thomas.
Okay. Thomas is a friend. Thomas, this is Olivia, my granddaughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad to meet you, Olivia. Oh.
Yeah, you too.
I mean...
Wait, have we met before? You look so familiar.
Oh, yeah, do you own that new coffee shop downtown?
Oh.
You haven't met.
No, it's just shops with coffee, that's all they sell?
Whoa, wait. You're Thomas Bradshaw.
Bippin.
Bippin.
Holy shit. Hey, Bippin.
Wait.
Holy shit!
As in...
Okay,
Jeremy,
guys.
Are you... Is this... How is
yes,
this...
Yes, it's him. It's him.
Oh, God.
Hey, whoa, easy there, but...
I think I need to sit down.
You okay?
That's a good idea. Why don't we all sit down?
Wait, no. Hold on. This is Thomas Bradshaw? Like, your old partner, Thomas Bradshaw, the detective, who went missing 40 years ago and is now standing in your kitchen looking... I mean... Looking exactly like the photo in his file from the fucking 70s?
Liv, we can explain, kinda.
No, you were dead. Are you... Is this some sort of...
Well, no, I'm not a ghost. I swear, I'm just a man. Just a regular man who was trapped in the liminal dimensional space for 40 years. That's all.
Okay, Thomas, honey, that's not really helping the... If you could,
Whoa, wait.
Bippin.
You and him...
Hey, Bippin, come here.
You were together.
Sit down, please.
Okay,
Oh, God, Jeremy, what you said yesterday...
Hey, can we all get... Can we get into this later, please?
Olivia is your niece, which means Thomas...
What?
...is her grandfather.
What?
Liv, honey,
Oh, what the fuck, Nana?
It was,
God, this isn't ever how I imagined this going. I actually didn't even know you existed.
Oh, well, that makes two of us.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you do.
So this is why yesterday you were so... You just found out, didn't you?
Yes, really, honestly, which is why I really don't particularly want to go through this whole thing again right now, please.
But how is he back?
How did you keep this from us? Does Mom know?
No.
What?
Wow.
She doesn't?
Thomas, guys, sorry, hold on. Ann Becker.
Becker, it's Dr. Edwards.
Oh, hey, Doc, it's, listen, now is not really a great time, if you don't mind me.
I won't keep you, but you know how you told me to ever call you if something strange came into the office?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well... Have I got a doozy for you?
This episode of Bridgewater was written by Lauren Shippen and directed by Brendan Patrick Hughes. Assistant director Sarah Klein. Sound design by Vincent DeJohnny, Rima Elkayali, Josh Thane, and Trevor Young. With music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Alan Tudyk as Thomas Bradshaw, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Cheryl Umania as Officer Bautista, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Trisha Helfer as The Legend Tripper, Stephen Guarino as Dr. Edwards, Nandumisu Dembe as Peyton Blake, Hillary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Nikki McCauley as Celeste, and Victoria Grace as Katie Franks. With additional voice acting by Greta Gould, Shelby Young, Adam O'Byrne, Monty Markham, Charlie Bergman, and Taryn Westbrook. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Lauren Shippen, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Josh Thane and Trevor Young. Bridgewater was created by me, Aaron Mankey, and is a production of Grim and Mild and iHeart3D Audio. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/Bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.